Today on Commuter Bible, if you're looking for a unique biblical baby name, I have a feeling you're going to like this episode. It's 1 Chronicles chapters 1 through 4 and Ecclesiastes chapter 8. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. All right, real talk, this episode probably isn't going to change your life, but there are some interesting little nuggets to be found in between the names and genealogies. For instance, there's the Prayer of Jabez, right? Which, if you didn't live through 90s Christendom, is the title of a book that says you can be blessed with prosperity if you pray prayers like Jabez. Although the author probably lined his pockets with that book, the section on Jabez simply described something that happened. It isn't prescribed for all believers. You might as well say, pray Solomon's prayer and you'll be blessed with wisdom, a kingdom, and a temple. It doesn't quite work like that. All right, let's read some names, shall we? 1 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 4. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's sons, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshach, and Tiras. Gomer's sons, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. Javan's sons, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's sons, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. Cush's sons, Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteka. Rama's sons, Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod, who was the first to become a great warrior on the earth. Mizraim fathered the people of Lud, Anam, Lehab, Naphta, Pathrus, Kasla, the Philistines came from them, and Kaphtor. Canaan fathered Sidon as his firstborn, and Heth, as well as the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zimmerites, and Hamathites. Shem's sons, Elam, Asher, Apakshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One of them was named Peleg, because the earth was divided during his lifetime, and the name of his brother was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almadad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All of these were Joktan's sons. Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Sereg, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, that is, Abraham. Abraham's sons, Isaac and Ishmael. These are their family records. Nebaioth, Ishmael's firstborn. Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were Ishmael's sons. The sons born to Keturah, Abraham's concubine. Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan's sons, Sheba and Dedan. Midian's sons, Ephah, Epher, Hanuk, Abida, and Eldea. All of these were Keturah's descendants. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac's sons, Esau and Israel. Esau's sons, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Eliphaz's sons, Teman, Omar, Zephi, Getam, and Kenaz, and by Timnah, Amalek. Reuel's sons, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's sons, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. Lotan's sons, Hori and Homem. Timnah was Lotan's sister. Shobal's sons, Alion, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon's sons, Aya and Anna. Anna's son, Dishon. Dishon's sons, Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Charon. Ezer's sons, Bilhan, Zavan, and Jakin. Dishan's sons, Uz and Aran. These were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, son of Beor. Bela's town was named Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah, from Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the territory of Moab, reigned in his place. Hadad's town was named Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masreka reigned in his place. When Samla died, Shaul from Rehoboth on the Euphrates River reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place. Hadad's city was named Pi, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab. Then Hadad died. Edom's chiefs, Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Oholibama, Ella, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These were Edom's chiefs. These were Israel's sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons, Er, Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathsheba, the Canaanite woman. Er, Judah's firstborn, was evil in the Lord's sight, so he put him to death. Judah's daughter-in-law, Tamar, bore Perez and Zerah to him. Judah had five sons in all. Perez's sons, Hezron and Hamul. Zerah's sons, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. Carmi's son, Achar, who brought trouble on Israel when he was unfaithful by taking the things set apart for destruction. Ethan's son, Azariah. Hezron's sons, who were born to him, Jeramiel, Ram, and Chelubai. Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nashon, a leader of Judah's descendants. Nashon fathered Salma, and Salma fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn. Abinadab was born second, Shimeah third, Nethanel fourth, Radai fifth, Ozem sixth, and David seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons, Abishai, Joab, and Azahel. Amasa's mother was Abigail, and his father was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, had children by his wife Azubah and by Jeriath. These were Azubah's sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, and she bore Hur to him. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. After this, Hezron slept with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. Hezron had married her when he was 60 years old, and she bore Segub to him. Segub fathered Jair, who possessed 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured Jair's villages along with Kenath and its surrounding villages, 60 towns. All these were the descendants of Machir, father of Gilead. After Hezron's death in Caleb Ephrathah, his wife Abijah bore Asher to him. He was the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, Hezron's firstborn. Ram, his firstborn. Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had another wife named Atara, who was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, Jeramiel's firstborn. Maz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam's sons, Shammai and Jada. Shammai's sons, Nadab and Abishur. Abishur's wife was named Abihail, who bore Abban and Molid to him. Nadab's sons, Selad and Apaim. Selad died without children. Apaim's son, Ishi. Ishi's son, Sheshan. Sheshan's descendant, Ali. The sons of Jada, brother of Shammai, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. Jonathan's sons, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Sheshan had no sons, only daughters, but he did have an Egyptian servant whose name was Jarha. Sheshan gave his daughter in marriage to his servant Jarha, and she bore Attai to him. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ephlal, and Ephlal fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Elasa. Elasa fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shallum. Shallum fathered Jechamiah, and Jechamiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, brother of Jeramiel. Mesha, his firstborn, fathered Ziph, and Merisha, his second son, fathered Hebron. Hebron's sons, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, who fathered Jorkiam, and Rechem fathered Shammai. Shammai's son was Maon, and Maon fathered Beth-Zur. Caleb's concubine, Ephah, was the mother of Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran fathered Gazez. Jadai's sons, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. Caleb's concubine, Makah, was the mother of Sheber and Tirhana. She was also the mother of Shaph, Madmana's son, and of Sheva, the father of Machbenah and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were Caleb's descendants. The sons of Hur, Ephrathah's firstborn. Shobal fathered Kiriath-Jearim. Salma fathered Bethlehem. And Harif fathered Beth-Gadr. These were the descendants of Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Haroah, half of the Manahathites, in the families of Kiriath-Jearim. The Ithrites, Puthites, Shumathites, and Mishraites. The Zorathites and Eshtaolites descended from these. Salma's descendants, Bethlehem, the Netaphathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the families of the scribes who lived in Jabez, the Tirathites, Shimeathites, and Sukathites. These are the Kenites, who came from Hamath, the father of Rechab's family. These were David's sons who were born to him in Hebron. Amnon was the firstborn, by Ahinoam of Jezreel. Daniel was born second, by Abigail of Carmel. Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur, was third. Adonijah, son of Haggith, was fourth. Shephatiah, by Abital, was fifth. And Ithream, by David's wife Eglah, was sixth. Six sons were born to David in Hebron, where he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned in Jerusalem 33 years. These sons were born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. These four were born to him by Bathshua, daughter of Amiel. David's other sons: Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphethet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, 9 sons. These were all David's sons with their sister Tamar, in addition to the sons by his concubines. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. His son was Abijah. His son, Asa. His son, Jehoshaphat. His son, Jehoram. His son, Ahaziah. His son, Joash. His son, Amaziah. His son, Azariah. His son, Jotham. His son, Ahaz. His son, Hezekiah. His son, Manasseh. His son, Amon. And his son, Josiah. Josiah's sons: Johanan was the firstborn, Jehoiakim second, Zedekiah third, and Shalom fourth. Jehoiakim's sons: his sons Jeconiah and Zedekiah. The sons of Jeconiah the captive: his sons Shealtiel, Malkiram, Padiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. Padiah's sons: Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel's sons: Meshulam and Hananiah, with their sister Shalomith, and 5 brothers: Heshuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hazadiah, and Jushab Hesed. Hananiah's descendants: Pelatiah, Jeshiah, and the sons of Raphiah, Arnon, Obadiah, and Shechaniah. The son of Shechaniah: Shemaiah. Shemaiah's sons: Hattush, Igal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, 6. Neriah's sons: Elionai, Hizkiah, and Azrikam, 3. Elionai's sons: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, 7. Judah's sons: Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. These were Etam's sons: Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash, and their sister was named Hazalelponai. Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, Ephrathah's firstborn, and the father of Bethlehem. Asher fathered Tekoa and had two wives, Hela and Nera. Nera bore Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Hahashtari to him. These were Nera's sons. Hela's sons, Zereth, Zohar, and Ethnan. Koz fathered Anub, Zobeba, and the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez was more honored than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez and said, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez called out to the God of Israel, "If only you would bless me, extend my border. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will not experience pain." And God granted his request. Chaleb, son of Shuha, fathered Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton fathered Bethrapha, Paseah, and Tehinnah, the father of Irnahash. These were the men of Rekha. Kenaz's sons, Othniel and Sariah. Othniel's sons, Hathath and Meonathai. Meonathai fathered Ophrah, and Sariah fathered Joab, the ancestor of those in the craftsman's valley, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah's son, Kenaz. Jehalalel's sons, Ziph, Zipha, Tiriah, and Azarel. Ezra's sons, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalan. Merid's wife, Bithiah, gave birth to Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These were the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, Bithiah. Merid had married her. His Judean wife gave birth to Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Nahem, the father of Keilah the Garmite, and the father of Eshtemoah the Maacathite. Shimon's sons, Ammon, Rinnah, Benhanan, and Telan. Ishi's sons, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah. Er, the father of Lekah. Leda, the father of Marisha. The families of the guild of linen workers at Beth Ashbia. Jochim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Seraph, who married Moabites and returned to Lehim. These names are from ancient records. They were the potters and residents of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the service of the king. Simeon's sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shaul's sons, his son Shalom, his son Mibsam, and his son Mishma. Mishma's sons, his son Hamuel, his son Zachir, and his son Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, so their whole family did not become as numerous as the Judeans. They lived in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shul, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and Shiraim. These were their cities until David became king. Their villages were Etam, Ein, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, 5 cities, and all their surrounding villages as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they kept a genealogical record for themselves. Meshobab, Jamlek, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Aziel, Elioni, Jacoba, Jeshohiah, Azahiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza, son of Shifi, son of Alan, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their families. Their ancestral houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to seek pasture for their flocks. They found rich, good pasture, and the land was broad, peaceful, and quiet, for some Hamites had lived there previously. These who were recorded by name came in the days of King Hezekiah of Judah, attacked the Hamites' tents, and the Munites were found there, and set them apart for destruction, as they are today. Then they settled in their place, because there was a pasture for their flocks. Now 500 men from these sons of Simeon went with Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the descendants of Ishi, as their leaders to Mount Seir. They struck down the remnant of the Amalekites who had escaped, and they still live there today. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Who is like the wise person? And who knows the interpretation of a matter? A person's wisdom brightens his face, and the sternness of his face is changed. Keep the king's command because of your oath made before God. Do not be in a hurry. Leave his presence and don't persist in a bad cause, since he will do whatever he wants. For the king's word is authoritative, and who can say to him, "What are you doing?" The one who keeps a command will not experience anything harmful, and a wise heart knows the right time and procedure. For every activity, there is a right time and procedure, even though a person's troubles are heavy on him. Yet no one knows what will happen, because who can tell him what will happen? No one has authority over the wind to restrain it, and there is no authority over the day of death. No one is discharged during battle, and wickedness will not allow those who practice it to escape. All this I have seen, applying my mind to all the work that is done under the sun, at a time when one person has authority over another to his harm. In such circumstances, I saw the wicked buried. They came and went from the holy place, and they were praised in the city where they did those things. This too is futile. Because the sentence against an evil act is not carried out quickly, the heart of people is filled with the desire to commit evil. Although a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, I also know that it will go well with God-fearing people, for they are reverent before him. However, it will not go well with the wicked, and they will not lengthen their days like a shadow, for they are not reverent before God. There is a futility that is done on the earth. There are righteous people who get what the actions of the wicked deserve, and there are wicked people who get what the actions of the righteous deserve. I say that this too is futile. So I commanded enjoyment, because there is nothing better for a person under the sun than to eat, drink, and enjoy himself. For this will accompany him in his labor during the days of his life that God gives him under the sun. When I applied my mind to know wisdom and to observe the activity that is done on the earth, even though one's eyes do not close in sleep day or night, I observed all the work of God and concluded that a person is unable to discover the work that is done under the sun. Even though a person labors hard to explore it, he cannot find it. Even if a wise person claims to know it, he is unable to discover it. If you've made it to this part of the episode without skipping, I tip my hat to you. If you sped up the audio, it's cool. I won't judge. Probably a good idea. Honestly, in my opinion, these sections are better in an audio Bible format than on paper because they're easier to absorb. When you consider just how many people these genealogies cover and how they're just skimming the surface of one corner of the world, sections like this help us to understand the depth and breadth of the history of God's people, not to mention His long-suffering patience with humanity. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.